following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Yes. Hi there. Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. And I'm here with Jesse Rodriguez.
Jesse Wilson.
The third.
The third.
Not the second. Not the first, but the third.
The third, yes.
And as many of you know, maybe heard this last week, we introduced Jesse as our new worship leader here at Refuge. So we all stood and clapped.
Excited.
I don't think there was a lot of standing and clapping, but there was clapping.
There was a lot of yays.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they were standing because they were getting ready to worship. Yes. Yeah. So that was it. I was thinking they were standing and clapping, but it was really standing to worship. Anyways, question.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to most being here as the worship leader and on staff with Refuge?
I think getting to know a lot of the musicians, getting a lot of the people and the volunteers that serve. You get to kind of serve together and do life together. And so really looking forward to meeting a lot of new people. Everyone's been so nice and so welcoming. I was telling my wife, Mel, I was like, everyone's so nice there. It almost seems fake. She goes, but it's not, but it's genuine. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So that's got to be it. We're just so excited to meet everyone and get to know, especially the volunteers and musicians.
Yeah, Mel was sitting right over here off to our left as we look over there. And then when I made the announcement, I looked at her and I was like, oh, she probably hates that.
She's sunk in her seat.
She's like no. But anyways, we're excited actually to have them both here. Okay, let's just think over the long haul, what has been one of your favorite worship songs of all time in the past?
This is an oldie, but I'll give you a couple.
Yeah.
Here I Am to Worship.
Okay.
It's just for some reason. It just takes me back. What is it? Everlasting God, you are the everlasting God.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one. And then I love hymns.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel like young people sometimes don't like hymns, but I really love hymns.
Yes. So
we're going to do like a hymn Sunday every now and then.
Oh, nice.
We are.
Yeah, and actually I grew up in a church, actually two churches. One that I went to school and we would do hymns with a big pipe organ in the back. It was awesome. Yeah.
I can't promise that, but.
Yeah, we don't have the big pipe organ.
But it'll be nice.
Yeah, it'll be good. And then the church I went to on the weekends, we had a hymnal and we'd sing the hymns. And you're right. I mean, there's rock solid.
Some good truths in there.
Yeah. Current, right now, what is your favorite worship song?
Oh, you were playing one in your office the other day by Carrie Jobe's husband.
Uh-huh.
Cody Carnes. And I have it here on my phone.
Yeah.
I forget the name, but
so these are ones that we could maybe listen to get ready for.
Christ Be Magnified.
Oh, that is a good one.
You were playing it in your office and I heard it and so I was like, good. What is that song? I ran over and I was like, hey, what is that song?
All right.
It's a good one.
Okay, so you're not leading worship on a weekend. Uh-huh. And what is something that you and your wife enjoy doing together? Which you've been married for how long now?
4 months as of yesterday.
4 months.
Yeah.
4 months.
We've been at this a while.
You know. Yeah, yeah.
If you need some invite, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Send it my way. So what do you guys enjoy doing together?
This sounds so cheesy, but we love catching sunsets.
Oh, nice.
We'll go on a hike. We'll go to the beach. We'll go walk somewhere. And if it's at sunset time, we'll just kind of sit down and just watch that. Everything revolves around food with her.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that.
Yeah, foodies, different places and experiencing new things or going back to old things?
I like going back to the old things because I know what I like, but she's the one that, hey, we should try this new place, and I never regret it, so, yeah.
Yeah, Bethany and I, we're both always go back to the old place. Yeah. ever since we've been married, we go to Mario's here in Huntington Beach.
There you go.
Like, on a regular basis, even on our anniversary, we'll be like, hey, let's do something special. Let's go to Mario's.
It's a safe bet. You can't go wrong.
It really is.
Yeah.
So funny. And yet, it's so cool to have someone push you in that area of like, oh,
she definitely does.
Yeah. What is something that you enjoy personally doing on your own? If it's not music, a hobby or something that you enjoy?
During the pandemic, there a lot of like music and worship and just it was really hard to do. Everything was shut down. And so I picked up photography.
Oh, nice.
Just randomly, my parents had a little camera and I was like, hey, you guys don't use it, I'll take it. And chasing sunsets, right? We were always kind of running around and so started taking pictures and it's actually turned into a really cool little hobby. So a lot of our dates take the camera along and get some pictures and stuff. So that's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Met some cool people through that, a lot of photographers. So
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
A lot of fun.
Well, one of the things that we are excited about, I think, here at Refuge, and I know our staff, as we were moving forward, number one, we know who Jesse is. We're confident in that the Lord, his love for the Lord, and that the Lord is going to use him, was developing and building teams. And you kind of alluded to that a bit, because one of the things we'd really like to have here at Refuge is a worship ministry, a team of people meeting together, enjoying each other, having fun with each other, and leading us here at Refuge in worship. And you've had that before. You know what that looks like. And so...
Absolutely. Yeah, I think some of the sweetest times in worship that I can remember, it necessarily wasn't because the production was great or because, you know, the songs came out amazing, but it was just this time of like collaboration and the team effort. And when the body sees that and that there's just this like humility on stage and this love for the Lord, it just makes all of us worship together so much more. And so, yeah, always looking for people that would want to, you know, sing and play and even do lighting and, you know, run sound. It's fun. It really is. It's like you look forward to coming on a Sunday because you get to hang out with your friends. You
know? Yeah. So. And I know that one of the cool things is when you walk through those back doors, as I look at the back doors of the sanctuary, and you hear that worship music playing, there's something powerful about that moment and excited about you bringing that here to Refuge.
We're going to have a blast.
Yeah. So let's pray for Jesse and Mel. Lord, we just pray for them as they get acclimated in this new season of their lives, 4 months married, but also joining a Refuge family. And Lord, we just pray quicker, sooner rather than later, that they just feel at home. And I know that they will, as people welcome them, as we all welcome them. Lord, would you just allow them to feel a strong sense of being leaders in this family. Lord, and give Jesse wisdom and guidance and direction and favor with the family here at Refuge as he leads us in this area of worship, which we believe here at Refuge is so, so important. Worship in our lives and also worship in song too. So would you just give him that guidance and direction? We thank you, Lord, for being faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Bye, you guys.
See you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life